It's good to the last drop. A second cup of the morning blend with David and Brenda.
Oh, well, we did have to make a quick change. You know, we'll ask all of our listeners to please keep Father Chris Alar in your prayers. He is having a family emergency. You know, we often think about priests that their lives are dedicated to the church and that we see them on Sundays. But what I don't think we realize is that their responsibilities are far beyond, and their days are just filled with so many
things. And they've got personal lives too, you know.
And in this case, that's what Father Alar is doing. So again, please keep him in your prayers. You know, what we were going to talk about today is, Aaron, you know, the month of August. Every month, of course, that's dedicated to a special devotion in the church. And the month of August is devoted to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, that beautiful image. And, you know, you have the image, and oftentimes you see them on house blessings. We talk about them a lot. There's the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart of Jesus. And so uniquely that their hearts are linked in such a beautiful way. I think it's very easy for us because Mary, mortal like us, she was a mama, she lived on the earth, and it's easy for us to relate. As perfect as she is and as imperfect as we all are, you know, I always used to think in the middle of the night I'd have to get up with children and you'd be tired, and you know, Mary was tired too, and I'm sure Jesus would wake her up in the middle of the night too when he was just a little baby. And so that connection that I used to make to Mary is kind of what would get me through some of those tough nights. You know, life was hard back in Jerusalem in the day.
Yeah, so I don't think we'd know how good we have it sometimes, you know.
So our hope was to talk a little bit about Mary, the Immaculate Heart. Of course, last weekend, we celebrated the Assumption of Mary.
Correct.
We're rolling on through into the Queenship of Mary.
Yes.
Mary, Queen of Heaven and Earth. It makes sense. So we're going to talk a little bit about our mama. Now, it was a devotion to Mary that kind of set you on a path to the Catholic Church.
Yeah, I mean, I was raised, long story short, I was raised kind of Episcopalian, but, you know, fell away from that in junior high, high school, like a lot of people will do. My parents split, and going to church was just stopped. And I continued that lifestyle for quite some time until my mother was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and got to spend a lot of time with her at the end, and it was quite a blessing. But I vividly remember this one point where she was sitting there, and she had kind of a little, I think it was the like Book of Common Prayer or something. She had a little prayer book, and she was, you know, kind of thinking about things. And she looks at me and asks the question that, you know, parents don't ask a question usually without already knowing the answer of their children. And she goes, "What are you doing for church these days?" And, you know, like a deer in headlights, I said, "Nothing."
Right.
And, you know, it had no, and had nothing else to add. And she just kind of closed her book and slid it across to me and said, "Well, why don't you, you know, think about that?" And that was kind of the, unfortunately, that's what it took for me to go, "Oh my gosh, what do I believe?" And it's beyond time to figure that out as a 30s year old. And that was it. And then, you know, longer story, shorter, I'm a bit of a history nerd. So I went, "Well, who are the Episcopalians?" Because it never even been occurred or explained to me. And then I was like, "Well, okay, that's basically the American version of the Anglicans." Who are the Anglicans, you know? And then my history angle was, I guess, the thing that brought me in. And it was like, well, basically the king wanted another divorce, and that was why, and I was like, well, that's a pretty messed up reason. So basically I'd be Catholic if that, you know, and then you start looking at all the other things. But anyways, at some point in my journey, I live right over here by, I would drive past or drive right through on Burnside. Mount Calvary Cemetery is right here at the top of the hill.
Okay.
And, you know, in the loss of my mom, you, especially as kind of a guy these days, you tend to just kind of put that pain in a box and stuff it away and you don't address it, you know? And at some point, and I don't remember what for, I just pulled into that cemetery and I stopped in front of, there's a statue at the very top of the hill there. It's Our Lady Consolatrix Afflictorum, which is Consoler of the Afflicted, and stopped in there. And then that was kind of one of those things where I was like, okay, I think I'm, you know, really do believe this Catholic thing. I should start learning about it. And the next thing I know, I was praying the rosary. And I don't remember when I started. I remember not doing it right because I was sitting there doing my, you know, Protestant petitions of just like, I'm going to pray the Hail Marys and think about all the things I want. And, you know, but that was, she just kind of took me by the hand and led me in. Because, I mean, at every turn there was, you know, somebody being like, oh, well, you should look at Orthodoxy. Or, oh, you know, what about the... this version of Protestantism. And then just every turn, it was just like, no, that's not right. You know? So I don't know. Mary, mama's been on it. And then, you know, we talked about how I came here. So I won't get into all that, but
I just love that image where you say that you found the statue and you started to pray. And then Mary just led you to her son. That's what Mary always is doing, is leading us to her son. And so thank you so much for sharing that. Now, one of the things that I also learned yesterday as I was preparing. Now, Aaron, I have worn a miraculous medal for years.
Right.
For years, I've had the same one. I wear it just about every day.
Yeah.
One of the things that I read about this beautiful miraculous medal is on the back, it's a double striking. So you have Mary on the front, the image of Mary, Mary conceived without sin, have mercy on us. And then on the back is the Marian symbol and the stars around that. Did you know that there is an image of the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart? Just the heart, not the image of Christ or Mary.
Right, the hearts. Yeah, the two hearts. Yeah.
I had not known that. So what did I do? I took off my miraculous medal.
To look at it. Yeah.
And looked at it. And I had to get my glasses on. And then I had to use my readers as a magnifying glass to see it. But sure enough,
it's kind of small, but it's there.
It's on the bottom of the M symbols on the back. So see? You learn something every day.
Right.
So
during
this month of Mary, during this month of her Immaculate Heart, there are many things that we can do. But why not pick up your rosary today and pray that special intention and pray that rosary? And perhaps that rosary is prayed for somebody who does not yet know that they are going to become Catholic. So we hope you enjoy today's Second Cup.